from Whiskey Sam. You're a walking, talking miracle from Vietnam. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows her man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Police in Oakland, California are investigating a shooting during a Juneteenth celebration, which wounded at least 15 people. The White House is responding to questions about tensions with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying no country supports Israel's defense as much as the U.S.
It was perplexing, to say the least, certainly disappointing, especially given that no other country is doing more to help Israel defend itself against the threat by Hamas, and quite frankly, other threats that they're facing in the region.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. What was once Tropical Storm Alberto is now weakening over central Mexico. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season roared ashore early today, leaving at least four dead. More than 100 million people are under heat alerts again tomorrow. This is ABC News. Another artificial intelligence company is coming under fire for how it handles news stories online.
Perplexity sells itself as an AI search engine that's able to trawl the web for answers to users' questions, summarize what it finds, and cite its sources. But now Forbes is threatening to take legal action against the startup after the news outlet found Perplexity replicated writing from its website without proper attribution. It also accuses the company of turning its stories into an AI-generated podcast and a YouTube video, all without permission. Forbes says it wants reimbursement for lost ad revenue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Amazon's ditching the plastic care pillows in its North American packages, opting instead for recycled paper filling in the boxes. It's believed to be one of the oldest known examples of a ship sailing far from land. The Israel Antiquities Authority says a company drilling for gas off the northern coast discovered a 3,300-year-old ship and its cargo. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Cloudy tonight with scattered showers possible overnight, low 65. Cloudy tomorrow with periods of heavy rain and a few thunderstorms. Soaking amounts nearing 1 inch are possible, high 85. Rain and storms continue tomorrow night with a low 70, and muggy and warmer on Saturday with drenching showers and thunderstorms still, high 83. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 68 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I caught a ride on the Dreamland Express last night. I was sailing on an ocean of blue, and right there by my side, much to my surprise, was you. I said, come over here, baby, let me look in your eyes, let me see the very heart of you. And I couldn't believe it, to conceive that my dream would come true. 'Cause you said, hey there, sweet daddy, everything is all right. The miles is not a telephone line, there's not a soul to disturb us, don't be nervous. Just come and be mine.
Just come and be mine, be mine.
You said, let me be the end of your rainbow. Let me be the stars up above. Let me be the one that you long for, darling. Let me be the one that you love. Oh, let me be the one that you love. And now it's 4 in the morning. Honey, I can't sleep. I can't seem to get you out of my mind. I keep tossing and turning, yearning for the sun to shine. I'd like to send you a ticket on the Dreamland Express and take you far away with me. I've got a vision of heaven and you're living there. love. Oh, let me be the one that you love.
Welcome to Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Radio. It's a night league game tonight as Wisconsin Dells visits Cazenovia. The Reds play host and our hometown and baseball pregame show is underway. In a moment, Michael Hernan takes a look at this weekend in hometown and baseball. Later on, Caz general manager Nick Stittleberg will join us on WRCO Sports.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday 9 to 1, or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Another weekend of hometown baseball is upon us. Here are the aerial actions starting in the night league on Thursday night in the Northwest section. Wisconsin Dells will be at Cazenovia, Sauk Prairie travels to Dodgeville, and Reedsburg will be at Mazomani. Other night league action around the area, Black Earth will be at Verona, and Ridgeway will be at Belleville. The Sunday league action on Saturday in the northern section, Cross Plains will be at Wanakee, Wisconsin Dells will be at Mazomani, and Black Earth travels to Reedsburg. Then on Sunday, Ashton will be at Middleton, Wanakee travels to Mazomani, Cazenovia will be at Cross Plains, and Wisconsin Dells will be at Plain. In the western section on Friday, Argyle will be at Dodgeville. Then on Saturday, Wyota will be at Arena, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb travels to Shelsburg-Benton. Ridgeway will be at Blanchardville, Muscadet will travel to Hollandale, and Verona will be at Belleville. Then on Sunday, Blanchardville will be at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Shelsburg-Benton will travel to Argyle, Wyota will be at Belleville, Ridgeway will be at Hollandale, Dodgeville travels to Arena, and Muscadet will travel to Verona. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. The Hometown Baseball pregame show continues. The conversation with Cavs general manager Nick Stittleberg.
Our pitching and defense have made exponential leaps and bounds over last year so far. We got a lot of young kids coming in, which they're fresh out of high school, or some of them have been playing for a year or two in the league but just transferred to our team. They're all helping us out quite a bit here. Helping us out with the little things. And like I said, our pitching and defense have kind of been two of our struggles a bit in the last few years for us. But those things are looking a lot brighter for us now.
So it sounds like it's kind of a group effort running Kaz and all of the stuff this year. And you kind of give over the reins a little bit this year to Jason Greenwood. Is that true?
True. Jason Greenwood's going to be the main manager this year. I step back and just doing a assistant manager, helping him out here in his first year, and then kind of helping with the behind-the-scenes stuff with concessions and stuff. But Jason has a good young group of guys here, and hopefully should have plenty of room to succeed and grow a little bit as a team this year.
Talk about the support that you get. I would say it's just about the best in the whole league, the support you get from the area, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think our first Thursday night game, I can't remember who we played, but that was probably one of the best crowds we've ever had for a Thursday night. And that's, like I said, before we even had half the high school players and some of their fans show up as well. But I would say that most of the places I've gone, the only team that really rivals or probably beats us is Ashton, I would say, on a consistent basis. But
Nick Stittleberg, Cazenovia Reds general manager on our WRCO Hometown of Baseball pregame show.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. Nick Stittleberg of the Cazenovia Reds joins us. Nick, how has the team been playing lately?
Really well recently. We won a couple games here, one in the Thursday night league, one in the Sunday, probably a couple others that we had a chance at. We just couldn't put the runs across. But overall, the team's playing really well right now.
And it looks like you're getting pretty good pitching. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a vast amount of good pitching, finally, I can safely say. Aaron Hipsch has been throwing mainly Sundays for us, along with Isaac Jennings, and they've been both doing great for us. And then we have a couple guys throwing for us, Monty Jennings and Micah Salisbury, Caleb Marchwick just started playing for us, and a few other guys that have been starting to throw a little on Sunday and on Thursday night, and hopefully get a couple Sunday innings under their belt here in the near future as well.
Thursday night, you play 7 innings. I know Sundays you play 9. Most of these guys probably prefer playing 7 innings, don't they?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that's probably what they're used to, but most of the guys just want to play some balls. They don't care how many innings it is, but obviously it's a little easier on the body, especially hot, humid days like you'd have today, to only play 7. But this last Sunday, they played all 9, and they did really well holding up.
And what do you know about Wisconsin Dells coming in this year?
They're a pretty good young team as well. They have a few new players. Their pitching has been doing very well, I know, on Sundays for them. They struggle a little bit like us, kind of getting a run across when they need to, so they've had a lot of low-scoring, close games. But I believe they're probably sitting around 500 in the Thursday night league, so they're not the best on the top, but they're definitely not a pushover either. So it should be a good game for us.
That's awesome. And as you look at Sunday game, what do you have coming up on Sunday, Nick?
Sunday, we play Cross Plains. So once again, they're close to the top of the North Division so far. They've been hitting the ball really well, it sounds like, and their pitching has been pretty good for them, I think. So I don't know if they have a double weekend yet this weekend or not, but they'll be tough regardless.
You've been doing some fundraisers, too. I know recently for Brian Alvin's family and then also the Deidelhoff family. So I know that you kind of really take pride in that with the Reds, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We try to – the community is there for us every week. So when we're there playing and they support us, and we try to give a little back to the community every year to try to support a couple families in needs. Or last year we donated to the brand-new foul poles we got on the baseball diamond as well. So we give back any way we can.
Sounds good, Nick. Good luck as you get ready for the Dells.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Kaz Reds General Manager Nick Stittleberg joining us on the pregame show from WRCO Radio Sports. We hope you enjoy tonight's featured game from WRCO Radio Sports.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It's Summer Baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Joan Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
From Casanova, good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Hometown of Baseball broadcast. Night League action, 7 innings scheduled in Cas. And sitting at my house around 5:30 today, I was surprised that we were even going to get a chance to play the game. But I don't think we had near as much rain here in Cas. Not that we've had a lot, but the road was certainly drier as I got to the northern part of Richland County. And just a few sprinkles. Lights are on. We're about set for Wisconsin Dells, the Dells Rivermen, tonight against the Casanova Reds, here live from Casanova Reds Memorial Park. We'll have more coming up in a moment from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO.
Welcome back to Casanova as we get ready for action here tonight. The Rivermen are managed by Aaron Van Swyk. And the team here and warming up, they won a couple of night league games right around the 500 record. Casanova as well with a recent win against Plain. In fact, a couple of wins against Plain, one in the night league and one in the Sunday league as well. And the Reds playing with a lineup that has changed a little bit from the beginning of the season, but they've benefited from a couple of high school programs getting out, getting some players involved in summer baseball. So a lot more full roster, a little bit better pitching, and at least more depth as well in the pitching department. The starting pitcher for the Reds tonight will be Nathan Bauer. He'll be working to Houston Boland, who is a catcher for the Ithaca Bulldogs during his high school year. So he is going to be doing the catching tonight. The battery on the other side for the Dells Rivermen, it'll be Dylan Stein on the mound, and John Buck is his catcher. We'll have more from Cas coming up in a moment. We're ahead of game time just by a couple of minutes, and we'll take a timeout. Bring to you the lineups in a moment from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Will-
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
WRCO. Here are the starting lineup for tonight's game for Wisconsin Dells. Will Makowski, the right fielder, leads it off, followed by Drew Mistel, the shortstop. Dylan Stein, the pitcher, hits number three. Brady Henry at second base, bat cleanup. Dylan Bargans, the center fielder, is followed by Peyton Steiner, the first baseman. Then John Buck, the catcher. Clayton Teasdale is the left fielder. He'll be followed by Zach Zamzo, the third baseman, and Luke Mikulski, the extra hitter. For the Cavs Reds, the DH leads it off, Colton Greenwood. He'll be followed by Garrett Granger, an extra hitter tonight. Nathan Bauer will be the pitcher hitting third. Monty Jennings, the extra hitter, hits cleanup. Isaac Jennings, the shortstop, bats fifth. Parker Jennings at first base. It's number six. Houston Bolin, bats seventh, doing the catching. Cedric Littlebear at third base is followed by Brady McGlynn, who is hitting number nine. And then the tenth hitter is Kyle Huber, the right fielder. Again, some extra hitters tonight making for the next hitter, number four. That is Landon Olson playing second base. Umpires for tonight, Glenn Schulte and Brent Jennings, doing the action here tonight at Casanova under the lights just ahead of game time tonight. How about our national anthem on WRCO FM 100.9? Get ready for game time this evening.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were
job on National Anthem tonight by Cam Greenwood here in Cansanovia. Action is right around the bend on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Nathan Bauer continues his warm-up pitches here for the Cavs Reds. Houston Bolin will get the last throw and then take it down to second base, and we will be set to go here. A little bit of a breeze coming out of the right field, the center field area here at Cansanovia Memorial Park today. And again, a little bit of light rain a little bit ago, but looks like that is all gone for the time being. Should be a good night for baseball in Cansanovia. Glad to have you along for our special broadcast and night league game tonight. Originally slated for Friday night, in fact, Cansanovia moves many of its night league games to Friday instead of Thursday, but there is a softball event going on this weekend, and they will have the park for the coming days, Friday and Saturday anyway, and the Reds will play on Sunday, and I believe it's a 4 o'clock game, a game at Cross Plains that's been now moved here to Kaz to start at 4 on Sunday afternoon. First batter of the game standing in, Will Makowski, the right fielder. Bauer ready to work, says yes to the sign, and here we go. Game time underway, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Nothing in one. 7:38, first pitch time tonight in Cansanovia. Nothing in one as the batter steps out. Bauer says yes to the sign. Bolin sets up the target. Slightly outside, and here comes the windup and the pitch, and it's low. One ball and one strike. Fans continuing to make their way toward the ballpark here tonight. Lots of great food, as always, in Cansanovia. They're in the area, great baseball as well. All right, one and one count. Bauer winds, and here's the pitch outside. Two and one to the batter. Cavs has had a little of a resurgence here with some young players coming into the lineup, so got a chance to be much more competitive with that depth, going with a little bit maybe a younger team at times in the Thursday night league. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Mikowski now with a two-ball and two-strike count. After a couple of swings, he'll step out, adjust the helmet, and now back in against Bauer. Two balls and two strikes. Nathan looking for the first out of the ball game. From the windup, there's the pitch, and it's low. Ball three. Pull up on the batter. In Winfield steps back a couple of paces and ready to go for the full count. Bauer looks through the web, and now from the windup, here comes the pitch. Curveball is called. Strike three. Nice pitch. Roundhouse curve. Mikowski was ready to walk to first. There is one away now, and the batter will be Drew Mistel. Mistel, the shortstop. So he will make his way in. Riverman is right now, again, competitive in the night league action, coming with a couple of games in the win column. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Nice play. Third base side. Little Bear picks. Throws to first. And time. Nice play. Cedric Little Bear over to Parker Jennings. And there are two up and two down. Nice idea by Mistel trying to get a bunt laid down for a hit. But Daz played it well. And now Dylan Stein, the pitcher. He's a left-handed batter. Ready to work against Bauer. Bauer gets set up outside, and here comes the pitch. Ripped toward second, in there for a base hit, right by the outstretched glove of Landon Olson, and it'll be Stein rounding and holding at first base with a solid single. And now Brady Henry, the second baseman for the Rivermen. So he makes his way in, runner at first base. Infield is pushed back a couple of steps at the edge of the outfield grass for the force at second. Two away in the inning. Runner at first getting a lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Boland with a strong arm at catcher. Finished his sophomore year, but very deceptive with his throws. Saw quite a few batters during his high school career. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch outside and back to the screen, and the runner is going to easily get to second base. One ball and one strike. Stein at second on a wild pitch. Dylan Bargans is due next for the Rivermen. Bauer ready to work with a runner leading now at second base. And the 1-1 offering is swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two to the hitter. That's straight away in all fields here. Bauer trying to get it going here and back to the dugout. One ball, I think that two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Change up, swung on and missed, and that'll do it. Two strikeouts in the inning for Nathan Bauer, and the Reds give up a hit, but no runs after a half inning. Scottsdale's nothing, Cazenovia coming up. On WRCO, hometown of baseball from FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Get the laundry pair that you can use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro System. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro System works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Leading off for the Cavs Reds in the bottom of the first inning, Colton Greenwood, who is the designated hitter, batting in place of center fielder Nathan Sigg. And then it's Garrett Granger, the extra hitter, and Nathan Bauer, the pitcher. Due for the Reds here in the bottom of the first. No score in hometown of baseball night league action. A little bit cooler tonight as we progress through the week. Boy, we started out very close and sticky, but as the week has gone on, it's gotten a little better. Could be a bit warmer, maybe more thunderstorm opportunities coming up on Friday and Saturday. Here comes the pitch, and it's going to be called a strike. Nothing in one. Dylan Stein for Wisconsin Dells, a left-handed pitcher. Deliver that with a little bit of velocity. Nothing in one on Colton. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Seven innings scheduled for tonight in hometown of baseball night league action. Nine on Sunday. 0-2 offering from Stein. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and hit to right center field. The right fielder is over, and he's got it with a running grab. Greenwood gave it a good bid, but nothing to show. So one up and one down for Garrett Granger. Granger batting from the right side for the Cavs Reds. The extra hitter tonight. His fan club is here. I never had much of a fan club when I played. Here's the pitch. That is called a ball low, one ball and no strikes. High school-wise, a little tougher. Usually that was right about chore time. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. My parents, go once in a while, usually had bags on their heads. Ball and a strike from Stein. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Dylan Stein, the lefty, appears to have some pretty good stuff going. Garrett Granger trying to get around and make some contact on one here. Again, Stein with the pitch. That's low, a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Hatter gets the bat and hands it back in now. One away in this bottom half of the first. The 2-2 offering is, just missed. Ball three, full count now. Ranger trying to make base here for the Reds. And the payoff pitch, here it is. Swung on and popped up, foul, out of play. He'll come back and do it again. Wisconsin Dells benefiting from some smaller communities around that area, but normally a pretty good baseball club there. South Central Conference. See him from time to time with our area teams. Full count offering is ball four. Garrett Granger takes a walk. Boy, there are a couple that he took there that were really close, and he'll be at first base now, and the batter will be at Nathan Bauer. Bauer, the pitcher, so a runner at first base. Stein getting ready. Buck with a target up for the Rivermen with a runner leading slightly. Here's the pitch. Pop foul into the net. Strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. Cavs with a home game against Cross Plains on Sunday. And next Friday, they'll be playing a couple of games against Plains. Doubleheader getting underway at 6 o'clock. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the inside corner, and it is strike two. Boy, this season goes by quickly, too. You get the 4th of July, and really, home talent's regular season, the last week is the last week in July, so it doesn't take long to get through the season. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. one and two, and it seems like a daunting task when it starts around mid-May, but it really doesn't take that long to complete a season. Runner goes back to first base. Garrett Granger with one away. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball to third. Grabbed there by Zamzo to second one. The relay got him on a double play. Zamzo to Henry to Steiner. A 5-4-3 twin killing for the Reds. And that will do it here in the game. One inning in the books. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on for Kaz. No score after one. This is Hometown of Baseball. Thursday night action on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
For over 60 years, Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company has sold farm equipment, construction equipment, personal items, and real estate at auction. Sellers use Wilkinson Auction Company's experience and skill to get more money for their property at auction. They sell property at auction across Wisconsin and the Midwest. They also have a full-service real estate brokerage company selling real estate including homes, farms, business property, and hunting land. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Dylan Bargans leads off and looks at a strike from Nathan Bauer, and this one is ripped to left, going to be in there. Hot shot to left field for a base hit. And so the second hit of the night for Wisconsin Dells, a runner at first base, and Peyton Steiner, the first baseman, will be the hitter. Steiner and then the catcher, John Buck, due in the top of the second inning here in Casanova tonight. Steiner ready to go. A slight lead at first base for Bargans, and Bauer is ready. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. It's low. Good block by Boland. One ball and no strikes. Good action coming up this weekend. Lots of home talent games coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Several teams playing a two-game schedule this weekend. 1-0 pitch. Ripped to right down the line and hooking foul. Out of play, and that goes now as one ball, one strike count. We'll be in Arena on Sunday as Cena takes on Dodgeville. That is a Western section game at a 1 o'clock start time in Arena. Good to get back to the old ballpark there. Nick Jennings and company always treat us well. Nathan Bauer back to the belt. One ball, one strike. Runner slightly leading at first base for the Dells. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to second. This could be two. Second one. The relay is not in time. Olson to Isaac Jennings. Back to Parker Jennings. There's one out on the force at second. Steiner is safe on the fielder's choice. And the hitter will be John Buck. Buck, the catcher, will be ready to roll. Calls time and I will stand in. Runner at first base for the Dells in the top of the second inning. Bauer set to go. Here comes the stretch and the pitch with a runner going. It is a ball down low. Tough throw to make there as that ball is in the dirt, and there will be no throw. It's a stolen base by Steiner. Liddell's with a man at second base for the second inning in a row. Bauer checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Always nice to see the sponsors of Kaz Red Baseball across the outfield fence. Gives it a little look of minor league feel here today. 1-1 offering the pitch just a bit outside. Count goes to 2-1. Fans on hand here tonight. Getting a little cooler. Let's go back and find my jacket. I hadn't had it for a while. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. I have, in fact, done inventory on all my jackets that I own that I carry in my car in case I need to wear all four of them in the spring, which I have before. But I'm going to probably hang them up this weekend, clean them out, see if there's any money left in them. 2-2 pitch. This one is ripped toward first. Nice play on the ground. Jennings, first base unassisted for the out. On the play, Peyton Steiner goes to third. So John Vaught grounds out to Parker Jennings at first base. And Clayton Tisdale will be the batter. He is the left fielder. Tisdale steps in, runner at third base now, a heartbeat away for the Dells, trying to take the early lead on Casanova. Bauer is ready. And the kick and the pitch. That is a ball low. One ball and no strikes. Runner leads at third. 1-0 offering the pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. Bauer successful in getting that pitch a bit high past the batter. Dells trying to take the lead with the swing here. 1-1 offering. It's going to be bounced toward third, and down the line it's going to be called foul. Go across the diamond by Little Bear. Just in case, it will go as strike two. That was just foul. Not by much. Played well by Cedric over there at third base. So back to the pitcher and batter back with a bat right now. Bauer looking in for the target from Houston Bolin. 1-2 offering from Bauer. The runner leaning. A swing and a miss, and that'll do it. In the inning, a strikeout for Nathan Bauer. The Dells get the runner to third this time, but nothing to show for it. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Scoreless in Casanova between Wisconsin Dells and the Reds on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food.